This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I once took a group for Hajj. And you know when you go for Hajj, everybody who's going for Hajj for their first time, they're so excited and they want to learn all of the rites and the rituals of Hajj. So they're reading every single book and every single pamphlet that they can get their hands on. So there was this brother who was reading everything that he could about Hajj, and he was really confused about a verse in the Quran. What is the verse that he was confused about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوِ اعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ.
The brother was asking, why are we telling people that sa'i between Safa and Marwa, that the walking, running and walking between the mountains of Safa and Marwa, is an obligation? Why do we tell people that it's a pillar of Hajj and Umrah, that your Hajj and Umrah is not valid unless you do the sa'i between Safa and Marwa? He's asking, why are you saying this when you read this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no sin on the one who does sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's no problem, there's no sin on the one who does it. He says, from the verse it sounds like, you know, you can do sa'i if you want or if you don't want, but you people, i.e. people like me, are telling people it's an obligation. He was confused about this. I said to him, subhanAllah, this question that you've asked is the same exact question that Urwa ibn Zubair asked his aunt, Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet. He went to her with the same question. He said, this verse sounds like, you know, you can do sa'i if you want. Why do we tell people that it's an obligation? Aisha told him, you didn't understand this verse. You didn't understand what's meant here. She explained to him why this verse was revealed. She said, in the times of Jahiliyyah, Safa and Marwa, the two mountains of Safa and Marwa, would be filled with idols. There'd be idols on the peak of each mountain and surrounding each mountain. They would wipe themselves on these idols before they would do the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And particularly the idol of Al-Manat was related to the Safa and Marwa, and they would wipe themselves particularly on that idol, and then they would do sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And the Arabs didn't know, or they were very disconnected from the history of Prophet Ibrahim and Sayyidina Hajar alayhi salam, and the miracle of Zamzam that came to Prophet Ismail, and the entire story surrounding that, they didn't really know much about it. All they knew was the idols that surrounded Safa and Marwa. And there was even said that there were two idols, Isaf and Na'ila, which was apparently a story in Jahiliyyah of two young people who committed haram inside the Kaaba, wal'ayadu billah. And when they committed haram inside the Kaaba, these two lovers, Allah petrified them, He turned them into stone. And the mushrikun, instead of saying, oh wow, Allah punished these two people for committing haram, instead they said, wow, this is a romantic story. And they took their petrified bodies and they put them on As-Safa wal-Marwa, and they used to worship them and do acts of veneration to them, even though this was a story of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslims, the Sahaba, when they came to do their Hajj and Umrah, they felt something inside of themselves. When they were told to go do sa'i between Safa and Marwa, they felt uncomfortable because their entire life, they saw Safa and Marwa as being related to idolatry. And so they felt very uncomfortable about doing this when they've become Muslims and they believe in Tawheed and they believe in Allah and they don't believe in idolatry and worshipping idols and things along that line. They felt uncomfortable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, إِنَّ الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْوَةَ is from the symbols of Allah. فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَعْتَمَرْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَن يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا. So whoever does Hajj and Umrah, there is no sin upon them for doing sa'i between the two of them. Allah is saying this has nothing to do with idolatry. There's no sinfulness. There's no idolatry by doing sa'i between Safa and Marwa. No, this is from the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many lessons we can take from this particular verse in the Quran. Of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing and establishing the sacredness of the Safa and Marwa and the sa'i between them. But also amongst them is the importance of understanding the context of the Quran. because when you read that verse, it's very easy to get confused by it if you don't understand the context and the reason for which it was revealed, which is one of the reasons why we are doing this series, to better understand the Qur'an by understanding its context. If we read the Qur'an with no context, without looking at the ahadith and the situations that occurred when these verses were revealed, we can very easily take the wrong idea. And that's why it's important for us to learn the Qur'an as holistically as we possibly can.